did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Maybe she knew, but her mom and I sure didn't know a thing. Oh, you don't know the story? Well, you won't believe it, but let me fill you in. I'm Mary's dad. Yes, that Mary, the Mary, I'm her dad. Mary's our oldest. We have six. Some of them were twins, and Mary's a 14. She'll soon be 15, and there's just something about that firstborn. I remember holding her, and we were so young and thought, what do we do? She was even then just so special, a gift of God. Well, they've all been, but Mary, that firstborn. Well, I guess we should have started earlier, because in our culture, the way we do it, the daddies, we pick the husbands for the girls. It's a good plan. Y'all should still do that. It works a lot better. But I waited because we have all these other kids, and I waited a little long, and most of the guys Mary's age had already been spoken for. But a friend of my father has a boy, and they're all old. I mean, my father's friend is old, and his son is old. His name is Joseph, but he's a good man. He's a good man. He's a carpenter, and his dad was a carpenter. And well, I made arrangements for Joseph and Mary to become husband and wife someday. And of course, Joseph was thrilled because he's older than dirt, and so he was glad to be getting a young wife. Well, it doesn't just happen overnight. It was a process, and little money exchanged here and there, and so now they're in this 1 year thing where they are engaged, sort of. They're not together, but they're engaged, and then we'll have a big wedding. Well, it's been several months ago that Mary just took off. She was gone, and her mom told me, oh, she's gone to see Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth's her cousin. She's a lot older than Mary, but they've always been close together, Elizabeth and Mary. And I guess time just got away from us, because I don't know how long she's been gone. It was weeks and weeks and maybe months, but with all the other kids, it was just one less mouth to feed. And so today, I was sitting about right here, and Mary came in, and Mary's pregnant. I was so angry. I was so angry. Mary is pregnant. Where's Joseph? That's who I was. Where's Joseph? That's sorry. Where is he? Well, maybe it's not Joseph. She's been gone for months, and I was so angry. But more than anger, I was so hurt, devastated. Her life is nothing. It will be nothing. Her reputation is gone. So is ours as parents, and no hope. Just like that. Her decision. Hopeless. We only have two rooms in the house. I went to the back room, and I just wept. Wept. The door cracked, and yes, of course, it was Mary and her mother, and I said, I'm not ready. I don't want to talk. Mary said, Daddy, please listen. All right. All right. Come in. She said, "Dad, you're not going to believe. Oh, I'm sure you have a story." She does have a story. She said, "Dad, it was just outside the back room. It's been months ago that an angel of the Lord named Gabriel," and I've heard of this Gabriel guy. He's been around a lot. He causes all type of mess every time he shows up. So, "Dad, this angel Gabriel came to me. Dad, I was scared to death. And the angel said, 'Mary, you have found favor with God. Mary, the Lord is with you.'" And Mary said, I began to cry. I was terrified. And the angel said, "Mary, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God." Now I said, "Mary, tell me again. You have found favor with God?" You know, those are the words. I remember in Sunday school, they taught us that Noah, when he was chosen of God, the Holy Scriptures said, and Noah found favor with God. And the Lord is with you? Did he say that? Yes, Daddy. The Lord is with you. Gideon, right before he fought the Midianites and won, the God said to him, "And the Lord will be with you." So what else, Mary? Well, what else did this Gabriel guy have to say? "Well, after I stopped shaking," she said, "Dad, the angel said to me, 'You will have a child. Mary, you will have a son. Mary, you will have a child. You will have a boy. And you're to call him Jesus.'" Well, is that all he said? Did he then just leave and here you are? No, Dad. And listen, let me tell you, I had to write it down. This is what she told me. The angel said, "You will have a child, you will have a son, you will have a boy." And then he said, "Mary, you are highly favored." I wrote it. "You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Most High. This baby will be given the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob. His kingdom will know no end." And I said, "Mary, could you tell me that one more time?" "He will be great, called the Son of the Most High, given the throne of his father David, reign over the house of Jacob. His kingdom will know no end." Oh, well, "Mary, what did you do? What did you say?" She said, "Dad, I said the obvious. I've never been with Joseph. Nothing. And the angel said, "That's right, Mary. But the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will reign over you, and you will bear the Son of God." The Son of God. All of my life, that's Messiah. She's talking about the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. My dad told me, and his dad told him. And for generations and generations, we've been looking and longing for Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that God would send Messiah to walk with us and transform us and lead us. And we've needed him for a long time. And he will, but a Messiah coming from a baby, that's not the way I must have missed that Sunday. Messiah coming, Mary's going to have a baby. Mary, did you know? Messiah. I mean, just a few months ago, Mary's watching Bachelor like every other girl. Mary's listening. She has her iPhone. She listens to Ben Goldstein and the Nazareth Boys. And now she's Mary, a virgin, will conceive a child through the Holy Spirit. He will be born. His name is Jesus, and he will be the Son of God. Listen, I'm not drinking yet, but Well, Mary, what else did the angel say? He said, Dad, the angel said, Mary, nothing is impossible with God. Mary, even your cousin Elizabeth will have a, Elizabeth's old, she's older than Joseph. Dad, even Elizabeth, and Dad, when I went to be with Elizabeth, Elizabeth's going to have a baby too. And then that same angel, that angel needs to stay away from your mother. That same angel told Elizabeth, she's in Elizabeth, and nothing is impossible with God. And so I said, Mary, what did you say? The angel's doing all the talking. And Mary said, Dad, I simply said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. That's my girl. I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. Mary said at that, the angel left. And she said that's when she left and went to Elizabeth's. And I was so angry and so sad, so hopeless, but something happened in that little room. Mary and her mom and me, but suddenly in that room, there was hope. What had been total hopeless just minutes before, the room just filled with hope, like it was from the baby. And there was a peace. A peace that I felt that I can't describe it. It can't be described that my daughter's going to have a baby, the Son of God, and yet I'm at peace and she's at peace. Peace filled the room. And even there was even joy. Now, I wasn't happy. Who's going to believe this? I wasn't happy because what are folks going to say, and who will ever believe it, and what will her life look like, and what about Joseph? Does he even know what's going on? And she told me he did, and he's had a little angel visit too, but I wasn't very happy, but there was joy. There was joy in that room, hope and peace and joy. But you know what most of all I felt? In that moment, it was love. Because she's my girl, I touched her stomach. Love. Well, she's outside, I guess, telling her friends. You know, she even told me that Joseph's got to go down to Bethlehem because of some census thing, and she's going with him. And I said, no, you're not, because you are way too pregnant to be going on any trip with that man that you're not even married to yet. But you know, kids, suddenly they know everything. And knowing Joseph as I know Joseph, he hasn't made any reservations, and he's a carpenter. He's liable to stay in a barn. But she says she's going with him, and I guess they'll go. All I know is there was love in that room. Love. Well, I'm not sure exactly that's how Luke chapter 1 and 2 tell the story, but I don't think it's too far off from that. 1 John chapter 4 summarizes it this way. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. Shall we pray? Father, all around us in our world, there are folks today who have trauma and confusion and hurt and pain. There are folks today whose lives are so chaotic. We know some of them. They're our friends and our family, or us. And yet, because of Christ, Jesus' birth, His advent, there's always hope. And peace can be ours, and even joy, not happiness, but joy. And oh, there's love. There is love because there is Christ. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. He so loved us, He sent His Son. This Advent season, this Christmas, this week, as we move to the cradle, oh God, may that love truly consume us. That love that came on a midnight clear, may that love so indwell our hearts, and may we share that same love, that Advent love, that Jesus love with others. That's my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.